They found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. Isn't that a good story? That you're going into battle and people are set against you that you did not destroy, that you went around another way, and now they're after you. They're fixing to kill you. Fall on your face before the Lord and worship Him. The Scripture says the battle is not ours, it belongs to God. And I tell you, after your worship, victory will come. And it will amaze you how wonderful it is. It may take you 3 days to realize what kind of blessing you have received. It may take you 3 days to realize what kind of victory that you have attained by worshiping God. In the New Testament, Acts chapter 16, verse 22. Sort of the same type story. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. It must be a fearful thing to be the jailer put in charge and said, if one of these guys gets away, you're a dead man. Now listen to verse 24, what he did. Probably after that thought crossed his mind. Who? Talking about the jailer. Having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stock. These guys are not getting away. I got them in the very bowels of this prison. And I got their feet in stocks, case closed. Verse 25. And at midnight, yell them up. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Can you do that in your darkest hour? When you find yourself in the inner prison with your feet fast, can you pray and sing at midnight? And the prisoners heard them. I promise you, your worship will be observed. People will migrate to you when they realize you are a true worshiper. Verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loose. The ephod of worship brought victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1. David was at Ziklag. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And they taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city. And behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. You talk about a bad day. I've had bad days. You've had bad days. This was a bad day. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. And that word grieved in the original text means bitter. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. I think he probably thought about those verses he wrote about him being a strong tower. He probably thought about him being that rock. When my heart is overwhelmed, let me just run to you. Amen. Verse 7, and David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. We're going to worship a little bit. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. Verse 8, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Worship will bring the answer and victory. It's as simple as that. Amen. And I ask you, I have before, do we realize who we are and what we have? The scripture says that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Me and my wife have a joint account at the bank. We can both write checks on it. Jesus Christ and myself both have God, Jehovah God, as a father, and we can go to him in worship and get victory and get the answer to every need that we have. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2 and 5. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2 and 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. And that word peculiar in the original text means purchased. It doesn't mean weirdo. It doesn't mean a weird way to act, dress, talk. It simply means you are a purchased, and you were purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, so there was a premium price paid for you and me. Amen. A peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I tell you, we are priests, and as priests, we better put on the ephod of worship and of praise. Amen. I tell you, there are people coming to this assembly and coming through these doors who are dependent upon you and dependent upon me to get the pattern right. Amen. We are now priests. We are responsible for bringing the glory of God to these people. And I'm telling you, times have changed. We all realize that. We've even heard our pastor speak about that. But the method to receiving God has not changed. It is worship. It is praise. And then victory will come. Amen. Amen.